The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, America has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called America their home. America has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. The United States is also a very spiritual country, allowing freedom of worship to its citizens. Indeed, religion has traditionally played a large role in American society. Many of the original European colonists came to America for religious reasons. Religion still has a major influence on American politics and culture, even more so than in other industrialized nations. As a liberal country that respects its citizens' right to worship, America has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the six Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert organized by the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, on December 18, 1998, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association organized another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, at the prestigious Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, California, the venue of the Oscar Awards for many years. On this grand occasion, Supreme Master Ching Hai once more contributed generously, with two charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital received $150,000 and the Starlight Children's Foundation representatives smiled broadly, having received a check for $100,000. And in the face of the worst human tragedy to ever occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai had also responded by immediately sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contribution amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. In addition, Supreme Master Ching Hai was awarded the Los Angeles Music Week Certificate of Commendation, the commendation of dedication and outstanding service from the Mayor of Los Angeles, and the highest honor at the 2006 Annual Telly Awards. Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to this day to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled Recognize Our Own Greatness in New Jersey, USA in June 1992. Thank you.
I would like to ask you about the importance of community living. In to meditation, you mentioned already how we're living in the cities. Should we be living together? Should we be having towns together? Should we be having business together for our children and things like that?
The initiates?
The initiates.
Oh, what if we could, but I don't think it is possible. I think everywhere you go, just protect yourself and do your meditation. Actually, you are protected. It doesn't matter where you live.
The other thing I'd like to ask you, Master, is there something like a responsibility that we come down here with in respect to pledges before we come into this body? Understanding the human body is a great prize.
Yes.
Great blessing. So that, do we come down here pre-pledges or preconditions that we need to fulfill?
Some do. Some do have it. Yes. So this you will know in your meditation, whether you are predestined to come here for some mission or you just drop down by chance. But I think it's not important to know. We just fulfill our duties on earth, you know, as ordinary workers. And then all the time we do our heavenly duty, meditate. Yes. And whatever blessing we get from our spiritual practice will automatically radiate to the surrounding and bless the world anyhow. So you see, the world is getting better and better, huh? Berlin Wall's kaput, and the world is kind of getting together more, even better than before, yeah? As we grow stronger as spiritual practitioners and more people add into our family, the world will become better automatically. We don't even need to boast about it. I don't even think that we have a mission to do. No need to think in this path. Everything happens by the great intelligence and power through us, because it's more people practice, the more instruments. And it spreads all over the world, you understand? Just like we have more electric wires that bring electric to each corner of America. And if we have less wires, then we have less light. That is all, okay?
Master, what do you think of gay and lesbian people? And like, how did it begin? And
wrong house, right house. We don't stay in that house very long. So just be happy with what it has arranged, yeah, and try to just clear up our life.
Yeah? So there's no judgment, really?
No, no bother about it. But try just to be more spiritual. Anybody at all. Even gay or not gay, you should be more spiritual instead of bothering about the physical aspect of this house. No? Right? Just give him what necessary, what really the least, the minimum of requirement. Keep it running. Yeah? And whatever else, try to save your energy, time, and attention for the kingdom of God. Because that's what we want anyhow at the end. We cannot stay here forever. Whether we are the most beautiful woman or the most handsome man on earth. Whether you man or woman, you know, gay or lesbian, it's all the same. We have God inside. We have to try to concentrate on that instead of be waylaid, all right, sidetracked into thinking that we are man or woman, gay or lesbian, non-gay or whatever. You understand? We are human beings. And all human beings is equipped with an instrument to go back to the kingdom of God, to be one with God. We are God's children. Don't forget our dignity. That's all that's important. And the more you practice, the less you think about all this. You'll be happy with yourself. And you don't worry much about the physical need, really. I don't mean you will become wood, but but it doesn't burn you all the time. It burns when you put fire into it, and it doesn't burn when you don't put fire into it. Understand, it doesn't burn itself. Okay? The way people live in this world is they're burning themselves, okay? Even without the matches. And that's a very, very troublesome. They couldn't control themselves. But after we meditate and we truly focus on the spiritual aspect, then all kind of this discrimination will gone out. Really. We will not even feel that we are inside the body, never mind we are man or woman or gay or lesbian or whatever. Understand? Truly we will be pure and just pure being. you know, no being woman or man or anything, really. All this is misconception. Also sometimes habit, you know. Some people are not born gay or lesbian. They're just being pushed into that situation, and then they have no will to get out. And they don't know whether they're truly gay or not gay. You understand what I mean? Sometimes people are just confused and get into the victim of the circumstances and the habit, and that is all. The same with any physical desire, yeah? Don't worry. They're okay. Everyone is okay. Just take the right spiritual attitude and all other things will solve themselves very easily, okay? Don't worry. Just love yourself, be confident, and meditate. And everything else will go smoothly. And later you will understand and you will be happy. Yeah? Whether you are in what position, a man or woman, you will not feel that difference. Because you will be above the body consciousness most of the time. And your mind will be more focused on spiritual issue, more on humanitarian, more on getting other people to share the treasure new found, that you will not think much about this thing and you will not be bothered at all. Yeah, okay? Now we are in more control of the situation. Inside of the situation, control us. You understand? So practice, meditate, and everything will be okay. I promise you. Huh? All right?
When we practice meditation, will we be fully human? Because there was one question was asked by an American woman that I remember you said, how could you become fully divine? You said, you answered, you said, to be fully divine, you have to be fully human.
Mm.
I wonder what kind of ingredients to be fully human. Yeah.
You want to get the ingredients and mix them together and make a human being out of it? It's not easy to explain, you understand? But maybe I could say that a fully human being is just the one who has human quality, humanitarian, compassion, love, yeah, sacrifice, tolerance, yeah, live for others, more than for yourself. You only give yourself what is minimum necessity to live on. Otherwise, you think of others before yourself. And that's the human quality. All right? Otherwise, we are beasts. We think of ourselves and stuff ourselves with all kind of poison, eating each other. Understand? Then we're more or less beasts, you know? Or at least half beast, half human. Okay?
Thank you.
So the way you put on vegetarian diet, meditation, and try to love others, yeah, sacrifice for other people, not only initiates, yeah? It's like we try to have the refugees or the flood victims and all that. These are to train you in human quality. Okay?
Master, could you give advice for somebody who is in a couple with somebody who has an alcohol or a drug problem? Is there anything you can do about it, really? Or, and anything that, you know, the couple can do to help?
But maybe if that person chose to be alcoholic or drug by his own stubborn nature, then nothing much you can help except himself or herself help. Otherwise, if the alcoholic habit came from a difficult relationship, say marriage relationship or family relationship, or maybe in a social circle friendship, or maybe in a work, understand, a frustration from job, then you have to find out what is the root of the trouble and try to sympathize, understand, and listen, and try to help him to get out of that. Yeah? Because each alcoholic addict is different. You have to know the reason why he is alcoholic or he is a drug addict. Understand? Mm-hmm. And because sometimes the psychological pressure is also very important for the people to run into this kind of a dilemma, huh? Many people run into it by mistakes, accident, or being cheated by the drug dealers, yeah, or being with bad friends. Once you are with the best circle of friends who are drug addicts and alcoholics, then they themselves have this kind of atmosphere which attracts a lot of kind of astral entities. And they came together, and then they also try to get hold of the newcomer, you know, and influence them, and so get them into drug also. This is a very terrible thing. Drug is the number one enemy. Alcohol also. And even cigarette. Cigarette also contains nicotine, which is also in drugs. Understand? That's what makes people addict, no? Why it is? And that's what harm people. And we think drugs is horrible, but cigarette is okay. Yeah. One cigarette and two cigarette and drug next, you see. Just try to see what the root problem first, yeah? And then try to solve it with love and encouragement, and replace the idle time with other healthy sport and healthy together doing things, you understand? Or tell him to read more spiritual books and go out with more spiritual friends, yeah, more healthy-minded people. And then maybe that will help him, all right? But the person has to want to help himself. And the root problem has to be taken care of, the root. Yeah, maybe frustration, anger, or misunderstanding, hurt feeling, cause the person to take drug in the first place. It's a very complicated issue, very complicated. And I understand the problem and the feeling of the person who has to live with such a loved one, who you cannot run away, cannot forsake, but who has that burden. It's very troublesome. So drug is truly a number one destroyer. Destroy many family relationships, destroy many homes, many financial stability, many reputation, many talents, person, understand? It's terrible. I fully agree with the government who is very strict on drug. It kills everything. Kills love, kills reputation, kills talents. Kill many families. And it's difficult to get rid of it even. If you got a kind of disease, you can get rid of it quickly. But when you get into drug, alcohol, oh, it's terrible, terrible.
Dear Master, there's the old saying, as above, so below. I'd like to know, if there was a time where masters ruled the government, so the kingdom of this world, and would that time ever return if that was true?
We cannot know. We have destroyed this world and to a very degrading degree. It's very difficult to repair it now, and not in such a fast time. But you see, it's getting a little bit better, huh? I think we have hope, huh? So try to meditate, yeah, and find out what is the great things about our inner power. It's truly incredible. And the more we get in touch with it, the more our life becomes easy. Many of our disciples can testify that for you. Even small thing, big thing, everything, huh? Seems miraculous. Not that we use miracle power. Things just arrange in for our best benefit, even though at time we don't understand it yet, even though a few days later, a few months, a few years, we understand. Yeah. So it takes a long time for us to realize what we get and what we have to cut off, you know, many things that we bring along with us at the time of our birth. And we collect along the road in this world, and all the garbage that we dearly keep and do not want to lose sight of. It's very difficult to understand the pitiful condition that we are in. We are proud of our ignorance and ego and our small worldly achievement and our very little worldly intelligence. Very difficult to understand that these things are absolutely insignificant compared to what we truly have and what we truly deserve. Just want to remind you how great you are. Do not cling to your little corner and think you are the doctor, you are the prince, or you are the princess, or you are the boss, or you are the manager. You are not that only. You are greater than that, and you know much more than what you think you know now. Because we cling to this small knowledge of the world or what we have collected. Therefore, we don't know our greatness. Therefore, sometimes the master have to tell us, just leave it, you know, forsake it, and then you get a greater wisdom, and you know yourself in a greater extent. That's not because the master is so strict or jealous of your position, or understand, want to put you down in order to glorify the master or something like that. Any master at all, okay? It is when we leave this small garbage that we are free to have access to a greater treasure. Every practitioner have to forsake his little achievement in order to truly understand his greatness. That's a paradoxical thing, but it's the way it is. It's very difficult to understand this. We're too proud of our little achievement in the world, and we're so used to it being a manager or boss or doctor or whatever, and we think in that way only. It's a pity, because it doesn't matter how successful a doctor or a manager or whatever great position we are in, we can only know that much knowledge of that field. Is that not so? And there are much more to know. And if we always pay attention to one corner of our talent, our greatness, then we already know that, even though we have a lot more, right? For example, if someone serves us a very great meals with many different courses, and just because we are absent-minded or sleepy or something, we keep eating only one in the front. Yes. And so we don't know the others, even though they are there.
Thank you for spending the time with us today on Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai, featuring Olaxi's spring rolls with vegan ham balls and dipping sauce. Join us on Monday for part 3 of Recognize Our Own Greatness. Now, stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, right after Noteworthy News. May joy and laughter be ever present in your life.